Welcome to Evening Prayer Community. There'll be some prayers and some times for silence. You may wish to pause to play a hymn or a song. Lord, let your love fill our hearts and minds, that we may love the world with the great love that you have for the world, that we may love you with all our heart and mind and soul and strength, and our neighbour as ourselves. O Lord, open our eyes to behold your presence. O Lord, open our ears to hear your voice. O Lord, open our hearts to receive your love. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouth shall proclaim your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Words from Psalm 111. I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. Alleluia. I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart, in the assembly of the upright, in the congregation. Great are the deeds of the Lord. They are studied by all who delight in them. His work is full of majesty and splendour, and his righteousness endures for ever. He makes his marvellous works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He gives food to those who fear him. He is ever mindful of his covenant. He has shown his people the power of his works in giving them the lands of the nations. The works of his hands are faithfulness and justice. All his commandments are sure. They stand fast forever and ever because they are done in truth and equity. He sent redemption to his people. He commanded his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Those who act accordingly have a good understanding. His praise endures forever. I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 to 10. You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people, in order that you may proclaim the mighty acts of him who called you out of darkness into his marvellous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Arise and shine. Isaiah chapter 60, verses 1 to 3. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. The Lord has risen upon us. For darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. The Lord has risen upon us. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will appear over you. The Lord has risen upon us. Nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. The Lord has risen upon us. The Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. A time of quiet for you to bring your own prayers. Upon the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, come, Spirit of God. Upon your faithful people in their witness, come, Spirit of God. Upon all who proclaim the gospel, come, Spirit of God. Upon all who declare your presence and love, come, Spirit of God. Upon all who administer the sacraments, come, Spirit of God. Upon those who are new in the faith, come, Spirit of God. Upon all who are in doubt or despair, come, Spirit of God. Gracious Father, we humbly beseech you for your holy church. Fill it with all truth, and all truth with all peace. Where it is corrupt, purge it. Where it is in error, direct it. Where it is superstitious, rectify it. Where anything is amiss, reform it. Where it is right, strengthen and confirm it. Where it is in want, furnish it. Where it is divided and rent asunder, make up the breaches of it. O Holy One of Israel, for the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour. Amen. And to end. Preserve us, O Lord, waking, and guard us while sleeping, that awake we may watch with Christ, and asleep we may rest in peace. Amen.